Forces news,
events,
stories that matter.
On the Forces Station.
VFBS. Your stories.
Your stories.
Cellar.
Since 1983, the Cellar Wasserlauf has taken place every year on the second Sunday of March in Cellar's town centre. For years, the popular running event has attracted members of the BFG community, as runners of different nationalities unite to enjoy this unique race. I caught up with members of the Fallingbostel Ladies Running Club as they took to the start line for their 10K challenge.
My name's Emma Fisher. We're here doing the 10K run in Cellar in the snow.
How many of you are taking part?
About 18, I think, and we've all raised lots of money as well.
Well, sporting your Help for Heroes t-shirts, that's fantastic. What are you expecting from the race?
We're going to have good energy on the way round and just to do it, and then when we've done it, we'll go home happy.
Hello.
Hi, Sandra. Have you done anything like this before?
I have, yes. I've done it before in London a couple of times, 5Ks and 10Ks, but you know, it's always different, especially now here with that snow and the cold.
When the ladies signed up for the Cellar Wasser Run, little did they know that a Sunday in March would bring with it such strong winds, thick snow and sub-zero temperatures. But as the starting pistol fired, the charity runners were raring to go. And while they faced the elements, I spoke to event organiser Christine Wedemeyer.
For Cellar, it's a really big event. This is really the first event in spring and I think everybody is happy. Lots of schools are taking part of kindergartens. And also, of course, lots of British people who are part of the British military community here in Germany. The base here in Cellar has closed down, but you still have lots of participants from Fallingbostel and Hohne. Is that something you're pleased about?
Yes, we are happy about everybody coming here and we are happy when they take part.
50 minutes in and the first of the Fally runners began to cross the finish line. Cold and wet, but proud to have completed the race in such challenging conditions, I got the reaction from Emma Gray and Sarah Wallace as they grabbed a well-deserved drink.
Not the easiest conditions today. No. How did you find it?
Good. The weather's bad, but I did it, so I'm proud.
Congratulations. How are you feeling as you cross the finish line here?
A bit battered. Okay, though. Good lot of support from the crowds, and we had our flag at the end, so that was nice.
The Fallingbostel ladies weren't the only representatives from the British military community. Michelle Wright, Jules Slack and Karen Hall from Hohne gave up part of their Mother's Day to enter the 5K race.
It was hard, it was cold, but it was fun. You know, it's just taking part.
Jules, a race virgin, you were telling me.
A race virgin, yes. Michelle and Karen got me out running a few months ago, so the first time I've ever done a race, and yeah, it was really good.
Will you be back for some more in the future?
Yeah, definitely. I just really could do without this weather, though.
Congratulations must also go to Staff Sergeant Neil Barker from Fallingbostel, who completed the 20K race in 1 hour 31 and raised over €700 for the Royal British Legion in the process. This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Cellar.
Your story.
Your story. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.